This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hurricane Dorian made landfall over Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, Friday morning after weakening into a Category 1 storm and generating tornadoes, severe storm surges, and flooding in coastal areas in North and South Carolina. After landfall, Dorian began moving out into the Atlantic Ocean and continued its trek up the U.S. eastern seaboard. The National Hurricane Center said this on Friday. The storm had devastated much of the Bahamas days earlier. Meanwhile, the saga continues over President Trump saying this week that Alabama was in the path of the hurricane, with a federal agency now reversing its earlier opinion on the storm. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn explains.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, the parent to the National Weather Service, has issued a statement that President Trump was correct when he said that he was given information that Hurricane Dorian could impact Alabama. Sunday, Trump tweeted that the state would be hit hard, so the National Weather Service in Birmingham corrected him on Twitter, saying that Alabama would not see any impact. The president spent the week insisting he's right, including presenting a hurricane forecast map that appeared altered and answering reporters' questions Wednesday.
The original path that most people thought it was going to be taking, as you know, was right through Florida, where on the right would have been Georgia, Alabama, etc.
And that map that you showed today looked like it almost had like a Sharpie.
NOAA on Sunday said the current forecast did not include Alabama, but now it's reversed that statement. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Despite Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam's announcement that her government will formally withdraw a controversial extradition bill that sparked protests there, protesters are calling for yet another round of protests on Saturday. As a result, Hong Kong officials are limiting transportation services to the airport to try to prevent any demonstrations from taking place there this weekend. This is VOA News. Officials said Friday